The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
From sunny California to the world, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. That's right, it is free.
Fantastic.
That's amazing.
Twice a week on iTunes. And NateDarlingShow.com. So, yeah, and Diana, you know, I added the laugh just before Diana.
Very, very clever.
Not because she's rarely, if ever, here anymore. But it does work. It does work well that way.
It does.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Coming up on the show today, we've got some mean tweets. Don Lemon's New Year.
Look at those tits. Girl!
We're going to talk about some butt drugs.
Yes. Butt drugs.
Butt drugs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you are.
And a supersize speak out in small town news.
Oh, good. Awesome. To make up for the shortened small town news last time.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
I'm guessing, I bet you can guess what they're going to be talking about a little bit.
A little sidewalk ice, perhaps?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Oh,
can't
baby.
Wait, guys.
It's good.
We've got to drop the beat on this one.
Good times, indeed. All right, so let's kick this off by asking, Sam, you had a birthday on Monday.
I did. I'm old.
And so did your twin brother.
Imagine that. Yeah, I have a twin brother, and I also have one of my best friends who was born on the same day also. We would call him our long lost triplet. Came out of the wrong vagina on the 2 years late.
Mm.
But
did you 28?
Yeah, I'm 31, and he just turned 29.
No, I said was that the 28?
No, it was.
Oh, January 4th.
Okay.
January 4th.
This past Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about the twins that were born? One was the last baby of 2015, and the other one was the first baby of 2016.
Our due date was New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
1984.
Okay.
And but we were also massive, and so we came out 4 days late. And I used to be like, Mom, a little more effort, please. It would have been so cool to be those babies where you have a different birth year, different birthday, but you're still twins.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now, who's older, you or Joe?
Again, this is a technical thing. On the paper, it says Joe's a minute older, but my father testifies that they don't actually know. Because my mother flatlined while trying to give birth to us.
Oh.
So they cut her open, plopped us out, and resuscitated her.
So there were more important things going on.
Exactly, yeah.
And you then gave your mom shit.
Yes, yes, Mom, you could have pushed harder.
There was no pushing you two out.
Yeah.
That
it was probably my fault. It was probably like, it's comfy in here. I'm not trying to get out there. There's crazy shit going on.
It was like your grandma's house.
Yeah.
Took a lot of pushing to get you out of there, too.
Nicely played, sir. Yeah.
So how was the birthday celebration?
Well, it was nice because, you know, being a kid, it used to suck having to share your birthday with another human. And being so close to Christmas,
mm-hmm.
there's never enough money for presents and stuff. My parents actually would let us celebrate our half birthday on the 4th of July.
Ah.
Because then they had more money to buy us birthday presents.
Oh.
Growing up.
One of my friends does that with his kid because his kid's birthday is on Christmas.
That it's a kind thing. Any parents whose child is born on another holiday that there's presents involved, it's a kind gesture to do for your young child. But anyways, that's not the big deal anymore. Now it was kind of nice. Now that, you know, family and friends, and that's really what I value most. It was like my birthday started before Christmas and it just carried on. And I was up in my homeland up in Truckee for New Year's and a couple days after, actually until the 3rd. And got to hang out with some of my old posse, spent some time in the snow with my girl. Then we came back and had a surprise visit. Some of my friends that I haven't seen for years. The other guy who has the same birthday as me and my twin set this whole thing up, and we show up. And, dude, it just felt so good to reconnect with them. And then my actual birthday was pretty low-key. Slept in,
so good.
Had the day off work.
Oh, nice.
You know? And then my girl and I went out for Thai food and came home and watched a movie, made out a little bit, and called it good.
Did you get a little strange on your birthday?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
A little less than normal, but yeah, there's some strangeness going on.
Oh, there's
some strangeness.
Did you get any gifts for your birthday? Anything?
Yeah, there's a weird combination here. my girlfriend first gave me a 2 set of Turby Twists.
Okay.
Because I always wanted hers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for drying your hair after the shower.
Okay.
It's like little towel that puts up.
Of course she did.
Oh my
God. She gave me this 2-pack of a Turby Twist.
I am so happy I asked.
Yeah, and I was like,
just good pod.
Thanks, babe. but no, then she gave me
don't
more.
Act like you was like
stuff.
You did it like that. Like, oh, yeah. Thanks, babe. You were like, oh my God, thanks, honey. How did you know,
honey girl? That is. Honey child, how did you know, girl?
Then he stripped down and walked around the house
with nothing,
just that.
Nothing but a Turby Twist.
Yeah. One on his head and one on his balls.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. That's a good idea, bro. It's hard to dry that off sometimes.
It is.
You know?
Can be, without a doubt.
But then she gave me another set there that had cute cards handwritten and all this. One of them had a $20 bill, she said, only to be used for thrift store shopping.
Nice.
And the other one had like a $25 gift card to one of my favorite clothing stores. And then
Wet Seal?
Bro, Express Jeans, dude. No. And then we actually spent, I'm sorry, sometime the night before
right.
with some mutual friends of hers and mine. And they gave me a $25 Amazon gift card.
Nice.
You know what I could do with that Amazon gift card?
You could click through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com and support the show.
I think I might actually use my bookmark that I created going through the Nate Darling Show.
Or did you like download the Prime Now app through the Nate Darling Show website and you could just use Prime Now?
Bro, I forgot about the Prime Now option.
Because you have an Android.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Swizzles.
That's the way to do it. If
nice.
You have an Android.
Thank you for the education here.
Well, you know, it still goes to the Nate Darling.
Let's throw it back.
I celebrated Sam's birthday with jury duty.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah, how was that?
That's the best.
You know, I will say this. Yolo County has it all over Sacramento County. Sacramento County, jury duty sucks. Because you go in, and the first thing you have to do is after you get through the metal detectors, you have to go into this, essentially, they call it the room. It's not a room. It's a hallway with chairs. And you have to wait in a long line for one of three angry women to check you in.
Yep.
They are angrier than TSA agents because they hate their jobs and they don't want to be there either.
And they have to deal with stupid, crazy people.
And people are asking crazy questions. So you got to deal with them, and there's no seating. Whatever seating there is uncomfortable. They've got, it just stinks.
It's horrible.
It's awful. I get.
So bring a beanbag chair and some Quaaludes.
Yeah.
I get, yes. It's called the Chill Cosby. So I get out to, because now I live in West Sacramento. I'm in Yolo County.
Yolo.
And I'm like,
YOLO!
I'm like, damn it, I got to go all the way to Woodland for jury duty. And if you're not from here, it's about a 25 minute drive.
Yeah.
From
how
here.
Slow are you driving?
It's you get well. I gotta get across the bridge.
Mm.
It's from here, dude. So I get out there and couldn't really find the juror parking, but I found parking on the street. It was fine. And it's a brand new courthouse.
Is it downtown Woodland?
Yes, it's Main Street.
Oh,
in Woodland.
That's lucky.
And go in, and you walk in. You go through the metal detector. And to your left, there are some windows where people will have to do business go. And on your right, there's double doors, and it says jury room. And you go in there, and then there's a little roped off aisleway that says, and an arrow pointing that way that says with summons, and an arrow pointing the other way that says without summons, which would send you to a counter where there was a lady with a smile on her face,
a genuine smile.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I had a summons, so I went through the thing to one of the not one, not two, but three kiosks where I scanned the barcode on my jury summons and it says, are you Nate Darling? And I hit yes. And it said, you are checked in as a juror. Please have a seat in the jury room.
Oh my God. Fireworks.
Which is filled with.
That's beautiful.
Relatively comfortable seating. Like in an upscale, I would put it at upscale airport terminal.
Yeah.
All right.
So you don't want to sleep there,
yeah.
But it's comfortable enough.
Like the new part of the SAC airport, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And free Wi-Fi. There's a vending machine with soda.
No.
There is a refrigerator and a microwave if you bring your lunch.
Oh, my God.
That is
unreal. In the jury room. So I go in, and I didn't have to show up until 1 o'clock. So I didn't have to go in first thing in the morning. I go in, check in, do all this. CNN's playing on like 8 different big screen TVs around the room.
It's so much better than Fox. It's great.
It's a nice distraction.
And they interrupt to go, okay, if you were here this morning, you don't have to pay attention to this, but we have the video that explains jury duty to the people. So they play it, and it's like 6 minutes. And then they say, okay, if you're new this afternoon, you have to fill out this thing. It's just this thing, your name, your phone number, all this other stuff, in case you put on a jury. And shortly after we finished that, they named off a bunch of people, and they said, you go to this blah, blah, blah on this floor, and you go up in the elevators, and you go to, and it says in big letters over the door what department it is, like Department 100.
Yeah.
There's almost no way to mess it up. And so I was in the second group that went up. We went up to the 5th floor of the courthouse.
Dang, 5th floor.
Excuse me. And other than the fact that I was sick, it was fine. Although once you're in the courtroom, the seating is like being at church. It's hard wooden mm-hmm. pews.
Oh, dear.
And I did not, I never got to sit in the jury box or the alternate seats. I never made it that far. I was not randomly selected for that. And here's the best part. When they had the jury set and they only had to pick one more alternate. They sat 4 more people down. He read off 3 more names, said, you people, please stay in the courtroom. Everybody else, you're dismissed. Your jury service is over. You're free to go.
You don't have to sit there and wait for them.
In Sacramento County, yeah. They tell you, go back down, report back down to the clerk, and wait.
And yeah. Wait.
And wait. You're going to be here all fucking day.
Just because we hate you.
We hope you're getting paid for this.
I kind of wanted to have to wait more. Because it was nice.
Right.
Here's my total jury time. I reported at 1 p.m. I walked out to my car at 3:25.
That's unheard of, bro.
I was there for 2.5 hours.
Look, friggin'.
It's people like y'all who don't take jury duty serious that make other people end up in prison for shit that they didn't do.
Kareem, I was very serious. I was more than willing to serve on the one misdemeanor charge of driving without a license.
I wanted to be on the jury, and they just didn't let me because I was too young or whatnot.
I was on a jury. I loved it. I mean, like, I think that employers should be much more. You should get paid, and you should get a tax credit or something.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying in Yolo County, they treat jurors like human beings.
Yes. It's somewhat desirable.
In Sacramento County, the difference between being the defendant and being a member of the jury is the defendant didn't have to wait around all fucking day.
Yeah. Right.
And it's
more pleasant for the defendant.
More pleasant court. If you're sitting in your cell at jail, it's nicer than sitting around waiting to do jury duty in Sacramento County.
On the time that I served on jury duty, there was a chick. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Like, this lady was like complaining, like yelling that she couldn't serve on the jury, and then like did a flop, did like a Vladdy flop. It was like, just like just right on the ground, and she's like, and I was like,
she's like, fuck this, dude.
Do not let this lady on a jury, because obviously she should not be on a jury,
right?
She wants out of this.
Yeah.
Well, we had one person. Now, the whole thing, it was a misdemeanor charge, and they explained over and over again, the defendant is not here in the courtroom. The defendant is not required to be here in the courtroom. Is that going to be a problem? And there was this one lady, and they're like, because just standard questions.
Right.
Would you hold that against the defendant? Well, it would depend on what the evidence is. We're not here to discuss the evidence. We're here to discuss whether or not you'd be able to. I don't know. I'm just sitting there. I want to stand up and yell at her and go, just fucking say, I'm going to judge him poorly because he's not here.
Yeah.
Just
obviously
say
it's a problem.
If you feel it, say it.
Yeah.
Now, she didn't make it through the first round of voir dire.
Oh yeah.
She got booted out immediately. And in fact, they booted. This was really surprising too, because the judge is like, "This is going to be a really short trial." It was a misdemeanor one count, driving with a suspended license. And there was a lot of, do you think it's a big deal? One guy said, the DMV here in Woodland's a mess. That guy got booted.
Well, it's true. It's absolutely true.
Like, yeah, we got to get rid of him.
Yeah, he did. That was the one who got rid of him. Yeah. So it was kind of an interesting experience, other than the fact that there's a lot of boredom that goes on there. But at least the judge we had was a delight. You know, he was very kept the mood light, and he was jovial with stuff. Although the one thing he was explaining how the courthouse was the most advanced in California because it's relatively new, and one of the most advanced in the West. In fact, at one point they remotely lowered the blinds so the sun wasn't showing.
Fancy schmancies.
Sure. And he said, and it wasn't paid for with taxpayer money. You may be asking yourself, then how is it paid for? I'll tell you later. Motherfucker never mentioned it again.
No. Wow.
Never mentioned it again.
Private investment.
I'm writing him a letter.
Yeah. That would drive me back.
No, I'm not writing him
a
letter.
He wants you to come back. That was a tease.
If you want to find out, come next jury.
Yeah, he's only going to tell people who got seated on the jury.
Do you remember when I worked for you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
3 days to find out that they didn't want me on the jury. And again, like you... Solano County is kind of widespread.
Mm-hmm.
I lived basically at the border of Yolo, Solano, and Dixon.
Yes.
And the courtroom was all the way at the bottom of Vallejo.
Which is what, a 35-minute drive?
Well, of course, I'm going during rush hour, too.
So it's a 45-minute drive?
About 45-minute drive there. And the first day, like you're describing, they treat you like an animal. You're sitting in hot, uncomfortable seats. It was just such hell. And then the second day, we're finally actually in the courtroom, and they're kind of going through the people, trying to pick their jury. And we have a bomb scare.
Oh, yeah.
And so we spend the whole, like, 2 hours in a parking lot in the burning hot sun.
That's funny.
Standing up. And then they finally say, everyone go home and come back tomorrow.
That was somebody trying to get out of jury duty. That's who called in the bomb scare.
And then we go back the next day. And they finally come to me, and it had apparently the case might have had to do with someone my age being molested, and the person's like, I don't want to get out here, and they had me.
Wait, who dismissed you, the prosecutor or the defense attorney?
Whoever the person is being accused, the defense attorney, yeah.
Defense attorney,
yeah.
Okay.
And so...
Well, and they...
All for naught, and 3 days wasted, and I got to come back to work.
Well, and you got paid, though.
Did you...
Minimally.
Did you...
Well, no. You got
paid. Oh, you're from our...
From work.
Yeah, work paid, yeah.
Did you fill out a jury questionnaire?
I'm sure I did. I'd filled out all sorts of kind of paperwork.
I was just trying to figure out why he kicked you off.
It's really weird. It can be for any little thing, or they might have just not liked the way Sam was looking.
Absolutely.
At that point.
That happens a lot.
It could have been anything. Like, they were dismissing people. I was just trying to figure out.
I'm sitting like this, bing, smiling, everyone else's grouchy face.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker's on drugs.
You
or
were
something.
Way too happy to be there.
That's probably it. I was stoked. I wanted to be on a jury. I watched 12 Angry Men when I was in eighth grade, and I loved it.
That's
like,
why you got kicked off, because you wanted to be there. I wanted people that wanted to be on the jury.
You're like, you're going to be that guy.
Yeah, I totally acted like I didn't want to be on the jury.
Did it work?
I was an alternate. Which is the worst.
That's the next step, though. Yeah. You're almost sick.
There's nothing worse, though, than listening to the whole trial.
And then not
and having nothing to say.
Yeah, and then like, I'm like saying, okay, you can go sit out there in the hall. That's really uncomfortable. While the jury deliberates, in case one of them gets sent home.
What a shitty feeling.
Here.
That's like living
go to the kids' table.
That's like living in Washington, D.C. Sure, you get to be in America, but you don't. Your vote
oh,
don't
yeah,
count.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. It's not only that, not like on top of that, not only that, the guy ended up settling like after like a week of the trial. Because he knew that the jury it was all over for him. He was a molester.
Yeah. Wow.
He was a Chester molester for sure.
Yeah, I sat through on one and I got kicked off another, and then I think I got called into the room for another one and then got released. But yeah, I got kicked off because it was a personal injury case.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because I was in that group of people that, like, okay, you move down to the next row.
Right, yeah.
And so they dismissed the guy, and the judge was like, pointed to me to go sit down there. And I was like, dude, that guy's about to kick me off here. I don't even know why you're telling me to sit down. and I like sat down and he was like, you can go.
Yeah, the prosecutor actually did that once when they had somebody go, and the judge was like, started to say the woman's name, and he goes, Your Honor, I'm going to save her the trip.
That's very courteous.
Yeah, it was.
Because it was a personal injury case, and I'm a massage therapist, so they don't really want people that
who are familiar with what happens.
Familiar with how shit works on the jury.
Yeah, both sides are trying to get rid of people who might be advantageous to the other side.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it goes. But I will say this. Kudos to Yolo County. That was it was a delight.
That's good news.
I found out who paid for the courthouse.
Who did it?
The state of California.
So taxpayers, basically.
What do you mean? Well, that's taxpayer money.
That's taxpayer money.
All from state funding. The total price tag for the courthouse is $180 million, all from state funding.
And it's in tiny-ass woodland, bro. That blows my mind.
Okay, so no woodland tax, no Yolo County tax money.
That's it, no local taxes.
That's what they were, I'm sure, was trying to say.
Right.
He was trying to hype it up for Yolo.
Well, that's obvious.
Hey, Sacramento paid for it.
Exactly.
Yeah!
Yeah, because I don't pay state taxes. Oh, wait, yes, I do.
Yeah, right.
All right, one of the things I love, love, love about late night TV is Jimmy Kimmel's mean tweets, and he did another one.
The internet is such a great thing. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, 50-year-old ass, still on TV and winning awards and bitch. You need to retire. Okay, I'll retire.
Sean Penn, you rude. Dumb, rude, and full of farts. Show, real-time stinker.
Must be hard for Liv Tyler having a father that is just a giant ball sack. That's amazing.
Elizabeth Banks is a whore.
Daniel Radcliffe is one of God's most unattractive creations since the Aardvark.
Kirsten Dunst's teeth bother the f*** out of me. They look like a load of Tic Tacs throwing gang signs.
When I grow up, I hope I can be as ugly in as many different hairstyles as Jason Schwartzman.
Nice. I swear on Crip, if I see Michael B. Jordan, I'ma slap that mini feather duster he calls a mustache off his lip, bro.
What's the worst they could say? I'd rather stick a beaver in my anus than sit through Key and Peele.
Juliana Margulies is one of the finest ugly women I have seen. Thank you.
Colin Farrell in True Detective looks like he smells like depressed couch farts.
Jane Brewster is the next Meryl Streep. If Meryl Streep was the worst actress in the world.
Kurt Russell's face is made of aged denim. Couldn't agree more.
That's it.
Viola Davis's boobs look like a butt, and I think she thinks her butt boobs are an asset. There, it's not.
I have Matthew Perry syndrome. I'm a sarcastic loser with a giant head. What's the matter with my head?
Lake Bell's face is about as beautiful as a worn-out leather boot. Hashtag fug mug.
Sarah Paulson is annoying when she yells or cries or talks or exists. Bite me. That's how I feel.
Nice.
Bite me in the.
You know, some of them handle criticism better than others.
Bite me in the what?
Bite me in the ass. That's what she said. Hey, Speaking of things on TV that are said, CNN's countdown to the new year. Did anybody watch that? Little Kathy
Certainly
Griffin?
Not.
Oh yeah, absolutely no. Not.
No.
Well, that's you missed Kathy Griffin walking around in just a bra.
Oh, I should have been watching.
Good old Kathy.
She does look good.
She's a spunky young lady.
She's 50 something.
Yeah.
So she looks good.
I would have liked to have dated her before I got married.
That was your goal?
I actually kind of was. And Sarah Delaney.
So Don Lemon was in New Orleans with another CNN host who I've never heard of, and he saw that thing, and he felt the need to compliment.
No, let's not. They are at Tipitina's, which is a great place in New Orleans. Guys, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm gonna Kathy.
What is that? Is
Kathy,
Kathy,
I'm gonna blackmail
one
you.
And only? Oh,
Kathy tried
perfect.
To molest me, Anderson,
there
in the green
you.
Room.
I have
that
a gift
so
for Don.
Inappropriate.
Really, really big feet.
She has my balls.
I stand by it all.
And I have to say, Kathy, I have to say, nice rack. I didn't know you had all of that.
Thank
going
you.
On up there.
Still patting
him off.
Patting
him off.
You for that.
The other lady took the microphone away from him, as he's obvious. He was holding a beer.
Like, I didn't even think Don was into boobs.
He's not. Well, he's into boobs as much as a gay man can be.
It sounded like he might like them more than you think.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe he likes a little on the side. I know gay guys who really like boobs.
I do too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't like boobs?
I don't want to know them.
You know who doesn't right. like boobs? Flat-chested women, oftentimes. Oh, and it's just a jealousy thing.
It's a jealousy. Yeah. They really love boobs, and they just are so jealous.
They're right. angry because they don't have them.
That's yeah. too bad.
Yeah,
they can
it
buy
is.
A set. They can always buy a set if they really want them.
Well, you know, it is what it is. But who doesn't love boobs?
I yeah, who doesn't?
But the only problem with that is Don Lemon is supposed to be a journalist, not a drunken guy on New Year's Eve goes, nice rack, Kathy.
Well, yeah, in his favor also though too, like you know, she was fondling his balls earlier. So.
That sounds definitely like something she would be doing.
Yeah. Oh, she was delighted with the comment.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, have any of you seen the video of lesbians? Touching penises.
I did not watch it.
I did not watch it. Yeah, I thought we'd save it for Diana when she's here. I've not watched it yet. Kareem sent us a video of lesbians touching penises for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. So the most popular comment ever made on the New York Times website was written by a man from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. His name's Bob. He's identified on the site. He received 7,040 recommendations for his comment on a 2010 column about wealth and privilege written by Paul Krugman. The newspaper, which fields some 9,000 comments a day, said Bob's is the top post of all time. The runner-up, it was about the mass shooting in Charleston, drew only under 5,500 comments. In his comment, Bob praises Canada's public schools, universal health care, and banking system, and says his tax bill is only 2% higher than it would be south of the border. He also says he doesn't feel Canadians are in any way less free than their American counterparts. Here's what he did say. My household makes over $250,000 here in Canada. One of the best bargains I get for my money is living in a place where I and everyone I know sends their kids to public schools because they are really good. We end up with few criminals because students learn how to be productive good citizens in schools. Other bargains of living in Canada include health care whenever you need it without worry about not being approved, modernized infrastructure and public universities where my children and the children from all types of households can go to and graduate with a big debt but not a devastating one. Paid maternity and paternity leave also ensure that parents and kids bond and families have some time to look after one another. Lastly, there are more, but I have to get back to my work. We get governance. This includes a banking system that is there to support the economy, not to end run to make a few dollars. With all of that said, I have to say that along with this, I enjoy one of the freest countries on earth. Our business freedoms are as extensive as the USA. We are free to hunt and own guns, aside from assault weapons, and who needs those anyway? In fact, I've lived in the USA, and I have to say, I can't see any freedoms there that we don't have here. So take that, we're freer than everybody else people. There are plenty of free countries out there.
Word.
And if you guys just give Bernie Sanders a chance, it'll happen here.
Yeah. Oh, but and a note to
But he doesn't have a vagina.
And a note to the people in Oregon who've taken over the nature preserve.
Who are about to get the power cut.
Well, they've already
the thugs?
They've been there for like a day or two. And they're already asking that people send them food. This was very poorly planned.
Yeah.
Here's my message to you, Mr. Bundy. Fuck you. Fuck you and all of your other... And you're homegrown terrorists. Sorry, you're a homegrown terrorist. You're a dick. You took over a government building by force, threatening to use armed armed insurgency.
You're not a militia. You were not state sanctioned.
You've advocated the overthrow of the government.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That's just my opinion.
They're lucky they're white.
Right.
Exactly.
Would have dropped a bomb.
I mean, that's just the truth of the matter, right?
I don't think we're lucky they're white, though, Jason.
No, we are not. No.
First of all, there aren't any black people going out to that part of Oregon. Let's just be honest.
No.
So they're not going to be going out there freezing away at the nature preserve and doing that.
There's still some parts of Oregon that I know black people probably wouldn't go in the first place.
Right. Well, and here's the other thing. The quote-unquote protest that they're staging to protect these people who've been sentenced to prison for, I'm pretty sure I have this right, burning federal lands to cover up evidence of poaching.
Yep.
Wow.
The people who are going to jail have said, we don't want any association with these guys. None. They do not speak for us. Nothing. And they've already reported to go and serve their time. That's how much of an outlier these fuckers are.
And the people of the town are the same way. They're like, no, you don't speak for us. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Right. They literally have no support other than their weaponry.
Yeah.
And so to you, Mr. Bundy from Nevada, fuck you.
And your fucking kids in the butt.
Well, this is the son.
Beaver in the butt.
Yeah, it's his son, right? It's his son.
The son of Cliven Bundy.
Yeah. Fuck these guys, man.
Fuck these guys.
Fuck these entitled fucking assholes who think that because they were ranchers at one time deserve... Hey, they're fucking lucky. First of all, they're fucking lucky that they were able to use the land for as long as they fucking were.
Right.
You know what I mean? Fuck them.
You're allowed to use federal... Here's the thing. If you're allowed to use someone else's land, you don't get to do with it whatever you want. You're allowed to use it, I think, at virtually no cost.
Yeah.
It's just grazing land. But you don't just get to go and do it. It doesn't just become yours because you've used it for a long time.
No.
Oh, and by the way, the leader of this protest, Cliven Bundy's son, who's up barricaded up there asking for food, he applied for a government loan for his business in Phoenix. That came out. So
that's the thing. I don't think white people understand how the shit really works.
He's a fucking hypocrite. In addition to being several other things.
Yeah, but he won't call it. He won't act like he asked for government assistance.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
He did. The loan is government assistance. All right. All right. Did anybody here get a shiny Martha Stewart cooking set for Christmas?
No.
Nope. I've just got a standard crock pot.
Thank God. It turns out the rivets used on the frying pan's handles can fly off when heated.
Damn.
They call that a flaw in design. Seven people have reported the flying rivets. Three of those people have been hit by them.
Dang, dude. Anybody lose an eye?
Unclear. The cooking set was sold by Macy's. Consumers can return it for a refund. In the meantime, they say avoid using the frying pans.
Well, maybe it's some tricks she learned when she was in prison.
Booby trap frying pans?
Yeah. She's bitter still. And she's trying to take it out.
I can't wait for the YouTube videos to appear with people actually doing it. Like, okay, wait.
On purpose? Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna pop. It's going to pop. It's going to pop. It's happening
already. It's
going
to happen
It's
right
already
now.
Happening.
Right.
Probably. Today. More than 120,000 sets have been sold. The recalled pans are stamped with various dates on the bottom. And you can search online to find that. So
if somebody decides to send one to Nate, I will go ahead and perform an experiment and see how long it takes.
We can put fragile things all around in my
kitchen. You won't.
No, not in the kitchen. No. We'll do it out in the woods.
We'll get a little hot hot pad. Yeah,
just a little hot plate.
Yeah.
We'll go down on Broadway and do it on a hot plate.
That's
what we'll do there.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool. Don Lemon, Jason.
Gonna be kind of like Tool, I guess. I mean, like cool. I'm gonna say Tool.
Green.
Tool. This might be the only time you'll ever hear me say that Don Lemon was cool.
Fine.
Sam.
Yeah, this is hard because, as you said, as a journalist, it's really unprofessional and it's toolish. But it's also, it's New Year's. He got felt up and he's commenting on Iraq. I think that's a cool. It's cool to be able to do that.
Don Lemon's a tool. Just because you do one thing that might be considered cool, yes. that doesn't get you off.
Exactly.
I don't, and it doesn't matter what gets you off.
Jason,
I'm judging you by your behavior.
You better own this one, bro. This one's yours.
I'm next in Cooler Tool, right, Canada. Maybe. Canada, Kareem.
It's cold.
It's not cool. It's cold.
Is it? Sam?
Oh, but Canada's cool. They welcome us back when we, white people here were assholes.
Yeah.
Sam?
Well, I've been there, and I enjoy it. I'm with them. When I was there, I didn't really see or feel any difference, and except their maple syrup was real and tasted great, and they were extra courteous. Very cool.
Jason?
Oh, yeah, our friendly neighbors to the north with the flappy heads. I love Canada.
With cool. The flappy heads.
I had one of my friends who was Canadian tell me that I was more Canadian than a lot of Canadians.
You're hella
knew.
Canadian, Nate.
So, therefore, Canada's cool.
Right, right.
And finally, in Cooler Tool... Weaponized cookware. Weaponized cookware. Sam?
Thinking back on Home Alone, it saved that little boy's life, so I'm going to say cool.
Kareem?
Cool.
Jason?
You know, first time in a long time, I'm going to go for the trifecta here. Get all of them right. Line up with you, Nate. But I'm going to say it's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
It is cool. That's why you have to wear protection when you're cooking.
Yeah.
Proper protective gear.
A condom and goggles. No matter what you're doing, a condom and goggles, always a good look. Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with a boner. Condom and goggles.
You gotta make sure you have that PPE.
Personal protective equipment on your PPE. I like that. Very cute.
And that's gonna do it for Cool or Tool.
Yes. Yes.
Nicely done. Up high.
All right, Jason, I know you don't drink anymore.
No, I don't.
But you had your time when you tipped a few back.
Oh, I tipped more than a few.
Yeah, me too. This past Saturday, went out to a game night, and I had got a 4-pack of that Arrogant Bastard, Double Bastard.
Wow.
It sounds like a drunk pack.
It is.
Right, yeah.
It is. They're 22-ounce bottles.
Yeah.
And I brought two, and Leslie goes, you should probably bring a third one. So this is all
to take advantage of you.
This is all her fault,
and her little electrical pads.
I do not remember most of the ride back.
Didn't even need Quaaludes.
I was very drunk, but not as drunk as this guy in Australia. The road safety commissioner has blasted drivers for ignoring drunk driving laws, and a third extreme high level DUI reading. Since December 24th, at least 9 drivers have been charged with having a blood alcohol reading more than twice the legal limit. I probably was there. Now, 2 regional preliminary readings were more than 6 times the legal limit, which in Australia is 0.05, the latest coming when a Waluna man was charged with a staggering 0.343.
How do you live?
Nearly 7 times their legal limit.
Dead?
That's loco.
Then a woman, because sisters can do it too, was charged with DUI after she blew a .327.
Something is wrong.
I wasn't too far off from that my first DUI.
It's a high level. It's a very high level. So I'm going to go ahead and say, well, if you live in Western Australia, what else are you going to do?
What are you going
to
do?
What else are you going to do for fun?
Get drunk.
Get
Go hunt wild dingoes.
They have a higher tolerance too. I mean, because like they're all
well. Then why is their then why is their BAC lower than ours? 0.05. In the US it's 0.08.
Right. Because we're not as civilized as Australia. they realize the danger.
Yeah.
Well.
You know what alcohol can ward off? Germs.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't ward off diseases. There's been a resurgence, in fact, of what they're calling Victorian diseases in England. And in the past 5 years, some that you haven't heard of in a while have gone way, way up. Come on, Internet, you can do it.
I haven't got much time.
Scurvy, tuberculosis, and scarlet fever may conjure up images of a Charles Dickens tale. But diseases of the Victorian era are re-emerging in modern-day Britain.
It was, a complete shock.
24-year-old Josie Garrett is nearing the end of intensive treatment for TB. She's studying for a master's degree, but a year ago was isolated in hospital.
I
contracted tuberculosis from my boyfriend. He caught TB from his friend. His friend contracted tuberculosis from his dad. And his dad first was diagnosed with TB in the 90s after traveling to India. And then it basically re-emerged again as a drug-resistant form of the disease. Up until this point, I wasn't able to work, I wasn't able to kind of socialize, I wasn't able to kind of live a normal life.
TB is one disease often synonymous with poverty, affecting the most vulnerable. But health officials warn that strains of the disease lie undetected in all parts of modern society and could break out in the future.
The bacterial tuberculosis can infect you and stay in your body latent for a long time. And it becomes reawakened again
tuberculosis.
And manifests itself as a disease.
Well, it's an Indian doctor, so full circle.
Tuberculosis was one of the deadliest diseases in the Victorian era, killing one in four people at one point, and thousands of victims are buried here at this cemetery. Of course, the situation isn't as bad today, but there are parts of London
thank God.
Where TB rates are higher than they are in Rwanda or Iraq. And a recent study by Britain's National Health Service found that other diseases common in the 19th century are making a comeback.
Notably, there's been a huge rise in scarlet fever, 14,000 cases in the last year, the highest since the 1960s. We have seen a rise in the cases of tuberculosis. We've seen a rise in the cases of whooping cough. We have seen more measles in the last 10 years than we've seen in the 10 years before that.
In fact, over the last 5 years in England, cases of scarlet fever have risen by 136%. Scurvy by.
I'm going to go ahead and blame Jenny McCarthy for this too.
Oh no!
Of course, that's where that faulty study came out originally.
Yeah, out of UK.
Out of the UK, that vaccinations somehow caused autism. They don't. It's been debunked, but
numerous times.
Numerous times. That still doesn't stop people from.
Oh my God! I just want to say that, like, I was getting down with a Dick Clark New Year's Eve party, and then I saw Jenny McCarthy come on, and it killed my New Year's Eve, dude.
Killed your New Year's Eve boner.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God, I hate that woman.
With her husband Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh my God, Wahlburgers.
There's a Wahlburgers coming to Las Vegas.
Oh my God! I hope people choke.
They're building it now.
Oh jeez, Jesus Christ!
How do you really feel about it?
I'm sorry, but Jay McCarthy is a dump of a human being.
It's true.
And Donnie Wahlberg is a dump because he likes her. Like, and I was down with Donnie. I mean, I saw new kids on the block.
That was my
Coliseum.
Sister's favorite new kid.
Yeah,
he the was bad cool. boy, you know.
Yeah, and like I remember seeing him and he like came out. He's like, I got a drug problem. I got a drug problem. And they tears off his shirt and it says like he has a white shirt and he's like, I hate drugs. You know, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. And I didn't like him because of that. But then I liked him again because of Mark Wahlberg. I was like, Mark Wahlberg's cool, I thought. But then, anyhow, fuck that guy, Jay McCarthy. I want to punch them both in their faces.
Kareem, who's your favorite new kid on the block?
Fuck all of them. My girlfriend's a big fan.
So yeah. You know them then.
So, yeah.
It's Jordan, isn't it?
It's so
Jordan McKnight.
It's so funny because when they first came out, they were like sold to, as like a black group.
So, yeah. What's like that mean?
So their first video had a little had black girls in the video.
Oh, okay.
And then once MTV people got a hold of them, then they changed up the whole.
It was like New Edition, but with white guys.
Yeah,
that's like that's right.
So the guy,
right.
So the guy who started New Edition, started New Kids.
Yeah.
Right.
And so
it's a formula.
Yeah. Well, he's an equal opportunity exploiter is what he is.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
He exploits white and black.
Exactly.
And gay. Because, you know that music? The music, all fucking gay. Yeah.
Well, that was when they took him away from him, was when they went to the pop side.
Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. The right stuff.
The white stuff.
Oh.
That was the white stuff, for
first
sure.
First time was a great time. Second time was a kid. Meanwhile, in Albuquerque,
carjacked two women at a local Walgreens. But what police say they found him doing after he was arrested may shock you even more. Kasia Gregorczyk joins us live in the newsroom tonight with that surprise. Kasia?
Danielle, after Albuquerque police arrested the man, they found him acting suspiciously. They say that led them to find the drugs he was hiding in a spot he's used before.
Behind the oak tree?
Was caught trying to carjack two women on Friday night in the parking lot of this Albuquerque Walgreens at Manal and Carlisle. The police report states he even dragged one of the women 20 to 25 feet alongside the car when she tried to stop him. Two men were able to help hold Stone down until police arrived. Stone was then arrested and asked if he had any drugs on him, to which he replied, no. One officer reported that he arrested Stone before and that Stone had hidden drugs in his underwear and anus during that previous arrest. Sitting outside the Walgreens, officers began to notice Stone trying to put his hands down the back of his pants. They asked him what he was doing. Stone stated, quote, I'm getting the drugs out of my butt. Police recovered a bag containing a white crystal substance and asked Stone if he had any other drugs in his pants. Stone replied, quote, I might have some up my anus. Police say officers then found another small bag containing black tar heroin. After Friday night's incident, Stone is charged with unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, aggravated battery, possession of a controlled substance, and tampering with evidence.
Because he took it out himself.
Thank God it wasn't a white guy. That's all I'm saying. We may take over weird wildlife refuges, but if it's not in Florida, it's not a white guy doing that.
Oh man, butt drugs, man.
He's like, what do you think you're doing? I'm taking the drugs out of my butt. What do you think?
What do you think? I mean, come on.
Yeah, come
There's
on.
Drugs in my butt. What do you?
My sphincter's a little uncomfortable. I thought it would be a little nicer.
You guys are gonna find them. Might as well start them out, get them out.
I'm going to take them out much easier than you are.
Last time you damaged my anal hair. Not comfortable.
Oh my! I thought they found him because he was dragging his ass across the asphalt,
like a dog. Yeah.
Oh god. That's how he makes lines of coke, and then he sniffs them.
It's very unfortunate. It's unfortunate for a lot of reasons, not just the visual, but really, very unfortunate.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right, I'm gonna save the second one for last. In Crestview, Florida, a man gave a fake name to a sheriff's deputy to avoid being arrested. Great plan, right?
That works every time.
Every time.
Unless that name was the name of a man.
A wanted man.
Who was not supposed to be driving. In late December, another man was stopped on State Road 85. And the sheriff's deputy noticed the windshield in his pickup truck had a crack. The man initially gave the deputy a false name and birth date. When the deputy conducted a records check, he discovered the person by that name had his driver's license suspended for DUI. So he got arrested. Later, the man admitted he'd given the deputy a fake name because he wanted to avoid being arrested on an outstanding warrant. Turns out he too had lost his license due to a DUI, but he was also wanted for aggravated battery.
So why not just stick with the other accusation, the other guy? What an idiot.
Yeah, he was charged.
If his own was worse.
Yeah, he was charged with driving without a license and obstruction. So, there you go. Also in Florida, go away, a West Palm Beach teenager peed on his neighbor's car door handle. Then,
that's cute.
Then hid in the bushes waiting for the neighbor to touch the door.
That sounds like something I might have done.
Yeah, it was really white.
Enrique Miguel Deez.
Enrique.
Deez nuts.
That's right. Not white, jumped out of the bushes after his neighbor tried opening the car door and touched the urine-soaked handle. The neighbor, who's also 19, touched Enrique. The handle of his red Lexus and, quote, felt that it was wet. When he sniffed his palm, he immediately realized it was urine. Diz then jumped out of the bushes and laughed.
I like this guy. Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Why is this in the news?
It's a good prank.
If he's 19, he got a Lexus. He deserved to have his hand.
Exactly. He should have gotten pissed on his face.
The neighbor shouted at Diz, who picked up an aluminum bar and threw it at the neighbor's ankle, causing a cut. Police say the two men reported he had an ongoing feud over borrowed money. And So Diz denied peeing on his neighbor's car, but officers did find urine on the door handle. He alleged the neighbor sprayed him with pepper spray after he jumped out of the bushes, but police found no evidence pepper spray was ever discharged in the area. So Diz was arrested on aggravated battery with a deadly weapon charge for tossing the aluminum bar.
Oh my gosh.
Deadly weapon charge.
No word on the P charge.
That's just ridiculous, man.
That is Florida.
I've done worse things than that.
Right. You pee on a handle, you wait in the bush, you jump out and laugh. Come on.
That's a joke.
It's a joke, bro.
That's high class stuff.
You can punch him in his arm and call it good. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
All right. So we've dealt with enough of these door handle peeing, carjacking, butt drug people. It's time for some good news.
What do we got?
A couple on a New Year's Day hike in Malibu, California, came across a man with an injured leg and ended up helping him get more than 2 miles to safety. Dan Reardon and Dina Zaki were about a halfway into their hike, about 2.5 miles, when they ran into a group of people that included a man who appeared to be injured. The injured man, Mark Martinez, had rolled down a hill on his way down to the trail. Reardon is the CEO of a UK-based fitness company and was formerly an emergency doctor in the UK, so he had experience dealing with emergency care. He asked the group if they were okay. They said they were fine, but it was getting late and starting to get dark, so we knew it was going to take a while to get back. So Reardon offered to carry the injured man, Mark Martinez, down on his back. Meanwhile, the lady he was with ran back to the main road because there's no cell service on the trail. Even when she got back to the main road, there was no cell service, so she had to go bang on a door. They found the phone to call the police. By the time the emergency responders arrived, Reardon had already carried Martinez all the way back to the main road, which was about 2.3 miles. He was in a lot of pain, and if Dan didn't really help him get out to the main road, I don't know what would have happened, Zaki said. We're really happy we're able to help him. Mark Martinez suffered a broken fibula and a broken ankle. His wife, Lucero Martinez, told ABC News once Reardon carried him to safety, she took her husband to the hospital where he was given a temporary cast. That's important. And she says she's so grateful to Reardon for his selfless assistance. She said, he was like an angel sent from God. Out of nowhere he comes and offers to lend a hand by carrying him 2.3 miles. He was just amazing.
Don't forget that 0.3.
I am grateful. There are no words to explain how I feel towards this guy. It was amazing what he did.
That's classic.
It is.
That's classic.
Here's what I'll say. I'm pretty sure there.
Speedy
Gonzalez.
I'm pretty sure that no one who goes hiking sounds like that.
Yeah.
No. I'm just going to say it, but I. Sorry.
Speedy Gonzalez, man. I miss that guy.
Dude, he was such a peppy little mouse.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Well, Mel Blanc, indeed. What's going on here? All lost our minds.
Hippa, hippa. Arriba.
It's Andale.
All right.
I loved his cousin that was the slowpoke.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
His little floppy hat. Like the
little floppy hat, yeah. He's like, yeah. I don't know why you're so fast.
You're so fast, honest.
Dude, next episode, can we just do like riff tracks on old episodes of Looney Tunes? That'd be fun.
Just all the racist ones that they
have. Yes! Let's find the most racist
ones. That would be all of them. What's up, Doc? That's racist. Hold on, let's do this. Damn it.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right, we've got a supersized speak out for you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Bring it on, Nene.
I am a white legal resident of this great country.
The first thing he says is, I am a white.
I cross the border several times a year back to my homeland, Canada. I have on several occasions been asked if the vehicle I was driving was mine. I've also been pulled over and checked. I don't get angry because the people at the border are doing their job. I also have had my trunk searched before boarding the ferry. Again, people doing their jobs.
Good for you, dude.
Snow shoveling fines? I don't think the fines are steep enough. I've lived in the city center for 25 years, and it's clear the absentee landlords are the biggest culprit. My neighbor is 82, and she shovels a path to her car when the snow falls. The students and 20-somethings just trudge through the snow and drive their car down the road with the windows obscured.
Those kids!
Those damn kids.
What about landlords, snowplowers that plow their driveway and then block their or their neighbor's path over the adjacent sidewalk with heavy, impossible-to-shovel slushy snow?
I know all about that.
Does this legislation cover salting and sanding? While it's clearly a step in the right direction, it will be up to folks like me to turn in the repeat offenders.
Yeah. Damn, whistleblower for life.
Snitch.
Hey, have you noticed at the grocery store what used to be sold as eggnog is now nog?
No.
Yup.
No.
Yup. No more egg in eggnog. Might as well buy melted ice cream. Same thing as nog.
Yo, true that,
I'd be
though.
Pissed on that too, dude. That would piss me off.
A Christmas parade on Friday during rush hour? Traffic was ridiculous. A 10-minute drive took just over a half hour and detoured in the opposite direction I needed to go. I'm all for a parade, but use common sense next year and hold it on a Saturday to avoid this issue and allow more people to attend with their children.
Yeah.
That's true, Saturday, children.
Christmas was on Friday.
Yeah.
That's the point. They held the Christmas parade on Christmas.
Duh.
Hey, interesting how the liberals pounce on any opportunity and excuse to belittle corrections officers who do their job. They use a very wide brush.
Says the correctional officer.
Overtime by city work crews is inevitable, especially during winter. Depending on the winter, the cost can be substantial and significantly affect the overall budget. Any competent administrator can attest to that. It was omitted by the Sidewalk Snow Removal Committee's cost analysis.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, Councilmember Phillips, stop calling the speak out.
Is this number three?
Was it purposeful to lower the cost, or does the committee believe the snow will fall only on weekdays and during regular DPW hours?
That's Councilman Phillips. He's in the DW.
That's definitely Councilman
Phillips. Oh, hold on. There's more.
And now, the Nate Dolling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Part two.
There was recently a terrorist attack in Paris. Where's the city council to rush in with a non-binding resolution against terrorism while our sidewalks crumble?
True that, though.
Damn.
The city council recently agreed to reduce college housing building assessment by 58.33%. Homeowners in Plattsburgh should request the same 58.33% reduction at the assessor's office, or just not pay your taxes, and the city should negotiate a reduction on your assessment in a couple of years. Hot tax talk.
Dang.
That's like the worst tax advice you can get.
Just don't pay it.
Just don't pay it.
It'll work out.
If you stopped past the white line at an intersection, you may wait a long time for the light to change. The change at some intersections is triggered by an electronic loop embedded in the road. You must sit there until another vehicle activates the loop.
I mean, that's true. That's truth. Hashtag
that's science.
Truth.
That's hashtag truth, man.
Hashtag truth.
And then those poor guys in the motorcycles whose bike just won't trigger it. I've seen that. It's terrible.
Flying a torn flag can be received as disrespectful, so if you can, replace tattered flags. For several months now, there's been a torn flying at a Plattsburgh business. Saddens me.
Councilman Phillips again.
He didn't call out the business, though. That's shocking.
That was nice of him.
Hey, who's stealing from whom? Gas at an all-time low, selling for $2.27 a gallon around the state. That's not an all-time low. And $3.37 here. This is pure stealing and price gouging. Instead of just posturing, our representatives should tackle real problems.
Obama's fault.
Yeah.
Hey, every year, CCC, that's Clinton Community College for those of you not to know, and the airport are always asking for more money from the taxpayers, but yet they keep paying these high salaries with the best of benefits. Our country should be looking to have more per diem employees working both sites from top to bottom, because that's what you want, someone working day to day.
Because that's really inexpensive.
Hey, when college is out and when there's no flights, which is often, have a skeleton crew.
Yeah, because, those people don't need to work.
I watched a taxi pass a stopped school bus on the passenger side today. A boy was getting off, and the bus driver had to grab him. Shame on the taxi company for having such careless people working for them.
All this, I thought getting off was a different thing.
Yeah, right, yeah. That story was going in a different direction.
I was sickened by the reported behavior of some of the people at the Marine Toys for Tots train. Stealing gifts from children and ruining this event says a lot about the way some of us raise our kids. If you're teaching yours that if you're fast enough, mean enough, or selfish enough, you deserve more than others, I feel sorry for you and your children. I expect they will learn well and be a burden on society when they end up in jail thanks to your influence.
It's called, is consumerism? Or
There's capitalism? A lot of factors, yeah. The American way, pretty much.
Pretty much.
It's kind of what it is.
Hey, it's kind of strange we can spend millions of dollars on flying people from across the border to Florida, but the county legislature can't come up with a fraction of the money to keep our bus system running so residents can get to work. What's wrong with this picture?
Can't even get to work.
Can't get to work. Council member Phillips wants to get, you know, he's working hard.
Yeah, he was up late drinking the wine and just heating up.
And finally, so we get a lot of stuff here. As when this was written, today's date is December 28th, and as of today, New York State DOT still has two portions of their twin roundabouts in Champlain that do not have guardrails. This is inexcusable and is almost certain to lead to serious accidents.
I am furious.
Guardrails.
I am furious.
Damn you.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. All right.
That's amazing.
I need to relax.
Yeah,
watch my blood pressure there.
I think you need a Quaalude.
We got a Quaalude out. Better watch out. I might get some Quaaludes and go pee on your door handle.
After the show, we're all going to go do a chill Cosby.
Pee on your door handle on my way out. I already peed on your door handle.
Oh, boom! That's why my hand smelled funny.
All right, that's going to do it for this week of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You guys are the best.
Hey, this is going to be a great new year, guys. Thanks.
Yay! It's going to be so much fun!
It is. Well, unless you're Kareem, because then you got to keep an eye on the Beaties.
Yeah, watch out for the Beaties this year.
No. Yeah.
If you haven't listened to the show or read the Chinese horoscopes, go back and listen. It's a good time. Anyway, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week with more fun shows and more ridiculousness going on in the world. And I'll probably say fuck. I don't know.
God damn it.
Just as sure as Quentin Tarantino is going to write the N-word at least 73 times into his next movie.
And punch a woman in the face.
It's true. It's all very true. We'll wrap it up now. This is John Fogerty and Rock and Roll Girls on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.